Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Ace Gray.
Yes.
Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. And this week, we're going to start off with something kind of cool. Fox and Disney finally come to an agreement. $71.3 billion. I say come to an agreement. That already happened. Mm-hmm. The agreement's been voted through by stockholders. So.
And kind of cool from this one aspect of it. Like, meanwhile, we're marching further and further closer to the dystopian future of six companies run the world. But, hey, that's like, but I'll have X-Men.
Yeah. Well,
I'll have X-Men MCU. Taken care of and what's, Fantastic Four taken care of.
What's the name of that company, Asa?
Oh, it's Chipotle, Exxon, Verizon.
I think that's right. Yeah, but in fairness, that should have happened this year, according to Parks and Rec.
Fair.
they were not quite Nostradamusing that prediction. Mm-hmm. We're also supposed to have phones right now that are like holographic screens. I think they
so should. No, I'm good with that. I'm perfectly fine with that.
They were based in their 2018 off of like Iron Man 3 tech.
Right. Like, but yeah, but we got our Fox... Disney officially has Fox, which means we have those properties. And also something I didn't realize until I saw it, that it means that Disney owns James Cameron's Avatar.
Oh, take a seat, sir.
All the records. All the records.
That's just really funny to me.
Mm-hmm. With him complaining about
James Cameron. The comic book fatigue. Mm-hmm. It's gonna set at any time now. They can't keep going.
That's gone. Like it legit will, and I really think that it's gonna happen whenever we don't get any more of like when all of the Chris's are done.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be
because
that's
gonna be a sad day.
Because I feel like that's coming sooner than later.
Yeah,
and it also really bums me out that like because we are minimum 5 years away from anything X-Men or Fantastic Four or Doom related in a Marvel cinematic universe.
Unless they've been planning ahead.
Right. Exactly. That's what I've been thinking. Like I've been wondering
Honey Badger, Honey Badger that has already been announced or like they've already been planning on this movie, but now they can call it what they want to call it.
Right. Yeah, it could be an X-23 film.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they are. Like, it would be really cool if they have been planning ahead and they've got stuff down, like, already ready.
But it's the legalities of it, like, can they even do that, or...
I mean, they can.
Oh, they can write, and same thing, have code names for the stuff.
Right, like, just had to wait for everything to be official for it to actually go through. But that would be a significant amount of money down the drain if, you know...
If Comcast had won that bidding war.
Or if, you know, anything had gone wrong
that's what I mean.
With
it's like,
it and all
either
that
we're
stuff.
Getting, we're either getting a Wolverine movie... Or, hey, look, there's a honey badger about a near-immortal Canadian with a bad attitude and who's not quite as tall as everybody. Like,
yeah.
They'll just call him an inhuman.
I would watch that movie. But you said honey badger and it made me think of Gabby.
Oh, yeah, because there is one called Honey Badger now.
Gabby calls herself Honey Badger.
I'm just trying
badger.
To think of what something equivalent to a Wolverine would
no,
have been.
No, it works. Because it's just you said Honey Badger, and I was thinking like movie about Gabby, and that would have been, I want The Adventures of X-23 and Gabby. Like, I need that movie.
Did you order that statue?
No.
Ah.
I thought about it.
Really gorgeous Diamond Select statue of X-23.
In the Wolverine costume.
Yeah.
Neat.
Looked really good. But I've got too many statues at this point.
Did you also
can
see
never
that?
Never have too many statues.
She is living proof of that. I was at their house last week. Right, she is living proof of that.
Well, I just need to pay Lindsay to come by and put hanging shelves up in my house because I don't know how to do it.
I don't think you want me to do that, considering I had a massive one fall on me last night.
All right, never mind. I don't want Lindsay to do that.
Yikesies.
Of course, I'm not the one who loaded heavy pottery and cooking equipment on it. So.
Bob.
Oh, God.
Bob.
Did you see that they have said that they're not... Like, because I think it was on Tuesday when with Shannon, where we were talking about if they're even still making the X-Men Dark Phoenix and the New Mutants movies.
I've been seeing that a lot of that's it's going to be canceled more than likely.
They're
too far.
Sophie Turner, is she the one that's Jean Grey?
Yes.
Yeah.
She said that she's going to Vancouver. Like, basically, the Dark Phoenix one got stalled because of her. Game of Thrones schedule, but now that they're done, they've wrapped shooting on Game of Thrones. She's going back to Vancouver for reshoots for X-Men Dark Phoenix.
Because I thought Dark Phoenix was done. Like, I thought it was filmed anyway.
Yeah, but they're doing reshoots. So it's done, but they're going back and redoing some of the stuff. Redoing a
couple things. Because Robert Downey Jr. needs to be in that movie, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, they may be altering it somehow to, like,
cross it into the MCU.
Yeah, because that could be your shortcut into it. But, like I said, we are super, like, I still think we are so far away from any of these movies coming in that, like, we aren't going to get, you know, Thor or Cap in with the X-Men or the Fantastic Four.
I mean, that doesn't bother me personally.
See, it bums me out just because it means that we're not going to get a true Avengers team versus Doom.
Yeah.
Fair
like,
enough.
That breaks my heart.
Because we can, like, I mean, the Chrises will defy age for a while. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like we have another good 10 years out of...
Oh, they could do it for a long time.
Will they?
It's just a matter of, are they going to, one, because Disney now has this $70 billion hole they need to fill, and are they going to want to be paying them as consistently and as much as they deserve?
Considering how much money they're making? Yeah.
But what if we pay someone new less?
I get it.
Because now it's
got... But how bad will the fans retaliate?
Oh, yeah, no. There's so much up in the air on this, but it makes me uneasy.
Yeah,
on top of the whole, like, this in the long-term scope of things, this is probably not a great thing, just in general, that now, like, I think I saw something that's going to drop, like, the number of domestic openings is going to drop, like, 20%.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would make sense, because Disney's not going to put that, because Disney's planning on keeping 20th Century Fox as its own studio.
Mm-hmm.
They just have control of it.
Right.
So they're just, and I imagine all that's really going to change from 20th Century Fox is that they're going to move X-Men and Fantastic Four to the MCU.
I would like to think that.
I don't see why they would do anything else. Just keep letting Fox do what they're doing, put an eye over them, and, you know, make money off of it.
But it's not great.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Like, I'm optimistic. Uh-huh. I'm optimistic because, that one definite problem, though, that we have with, like, these wonderful Marvel movies, and it's a problem that we don't really have in the comic books. You know, these comic books, some of them are, you know, 100 years old almost.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's crazy to think about.
Right. And we cannot keep those same actors for quite as long as they've lasted in the comic books. So we're going to be like, then again, Marvel has shown they're not afraid to recast people.
Clearly.
But, I mean, they've recast
Iron Patriot.
War
Machine and
War
Hulk.
Machine and Hulk, which are, granted, they did it early in the franchise.
Right. That's a pretty
like,
big leap
working,
from.
We're going to go a different way.
It's a pretty big leap from, you know, Captain America 4 not being Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Like, even if they do it with Anthony Mackie, then, like, and he just takes the Captain America mantle.
Which, honestly... I'm fine with that.
Like, that could be fine. Like, and they could even do a thing where they keep Chris Evans. Like, they could do the stupid, I don't remember the name of it, but when the Cosmic Cube, I think, or maybe it was Red Skull, whoever pretty much sucked all of the time out of Captain America.
Oh, made him old.
So he became age appropriate.
Yeah.
Like, they could do that and recast him that way, and then eventually, two movies later, make him young again, but it's someone different.
Yeah.
Like, you could there's ways that you can get around it. Or you can do you can't do Jane Foster Thor because Natalie Portman's out.
Right.
But you could you could still do Jane Foster and you look different. Like, that's why you just have, that's just why you have Deadpool now.
Uh-huh.
To, like, so all of these things that you do, now he can just be like, hey, tongue in cheek, it's fun. I hate it already.
I love the defeat at the end.
I'm playing through Lego Marvel 2 still. Gwenpool has made me dislike Deadpool. I hate her so much.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Because that was the workaround of not having Deadpool as the cheat character.
Mm.
So now it's Gwenpool.
Now it's Gwenpool.
And it's worse.
That's so unfortunate.
And I'm Gwenpool. The one that liked Deadpool, like, outside of even, like, just not even just the movies. Like, I enjoyed him in comic books.
And I feel like, I can see that happening with them trying to wedge Gwenpool into a Deadpool character. Because while she is named... for Deadpool, she's extremely different.
Mm-hmm.
Just all around different character. Significantly less violent.
But she does not like that fourth wall.
No.
She doesn't respect it.
Even in the comics, though, she doesn't break the fourth wall in the comics in the way that Deadpool does. Like, she doesn't address the reader. Mm-hmm. She just understands that she's in a comic book world.
She very much addresses the player.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Directly.
Yeah.
Gwynpool in the comics does not do that. That's unfortunate. Anyway, moving on. Carrie Fisher will be in Star Wars Episode 9. We got the
full... I'm going to cry again.
Probably. We don't... sorry. We don't know exactly how or why or in what capacity.
Well, hadn't they already filmed part of 9 I was gonna before 8 was even out?
I don't know.
I thought I saw
that. Feel like that was part of what it was.
I also thought I saw that they were using unused footage from 8.
That's a distinct possibility too. Because I mean they've even showed with like Star Wars in general has showed how they can make a dead actor come back.
Oh yeah. Yeah, see, but no.
Didn't they say that they weren't going to do that?
They thought so too. But yeah, she has been, they released the full cast and she's in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I, which is a real bummer to me because I thought the best possible way that they could handle Leia's death is, yeah, it's going to be off screen, which is really unfortunate.
Like them getting a report or something.
But it being in like the opening scroll. Uh-huh. Talking about like an epic battle, Leia was lost, blah blah blah, and then the film opening with her funeral.
Yeah.
I thought would be really cool
because you could because like she was still like
started on a tear.
Mm-hmm. Well, and she was also like up. Still like she wasn't back up and no wait yeah she was
yeah she was yeah. Never mind, she was mobile but not super mobile. Yeah.
Yep. So
I have a Polygon article I'm trying to figure out.
I just hope I like the next movie.
I would love to.
I'm sure I will, just because it's Star Wars. If they give me more Star Wars that's not as bad as Episode 1, I'll be happy. If
it's, yeah, if pretty much. That's about where I sit.
But here's the thing. Like, the last Star Wars, like the Solo movie.
I like which, Solo.
And I understand that is not, like, the main trilogy sets. Mm. But that was that was a perfect movie.
Solo was so good.
It was amazing.
But you say that? Solo was as dividing, if not more so, than Episode 8.
Those people are wrong.
Was it? I thought it was.
People are more critical, I think, of the backstory episodes rather than the ongoing, because they're already pre-existing characters.
Rogue One was ridiculously well-received.
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. Rogue One was amazing. It was. But they also didn't take any characters from the pre-existing films, really.
Right, and yeah, we got the
whole movie. They made a whole movie to fill a plot hole.
Yeah,
uh-huh. And they made a great movie.
They did.
I thought
Solo did the same thing.
I thought Solo was like super well received. It's just that not a lot of people saw it. Like, or and I say that it made like $300 million.
Yeah,
it didn't make
just make Star Wars money.
Right,
it made money. It made a stupid amount of money.
So they did previously say that they would not use CGI to put Leia in. But what I'm seeing is they are using previously unreleased footage shot for The Force Awakens.
Okay.
Oh.
Of Carrie Fisher. So, and it may just be a thing where it's like, they might kind of do a thing like they did with Fast and the Furious. From Paul Walker.
Walker and Fast and the Furious.
Where it's just like, okay, well, we're acknowledging that we now can't use this character anymore. We'll write them out of the story this way. Because they could have just held a funeral for her, or they could have also, like... She's off on a separate mission. She's handling things. And now, especially with the announcement that Billy Dee Williams is coming back as Lando, like now he's.
Billy
she has,
D.
She,
Billy D.
Yes, no. Lando. You can call him Billy D. Yes, Lando.
No, all right. He can be in the movie for 5 minutes. Then he finds like a time traveling stone. No. And then we get Donald Glover in the rest of the movie.
You're just out of luck. I'm sorry.
But yeah, so like, and so she sent
you,
him
you fight
as,
for that Lando story on his own before before he gets Cloud City.
Yes, I want that too. He's just trying to get away from Han. Just like, I'm getting sick and tired. Why are you here? Oh.
And of course they're going to interact again.
Oh, yeah. That's just how timelines work.
Yeah. But anyway, Ace, as you were saying?
No, I mean, that was it. Just like they can bring in, like, Leia has to go do something
that we
can't talk about. But she's sending an old. She's sending someone who can fill her spot to lead
and
the resistance.
Sending in Lando.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Because yeah, I was really excited about Lando coming back. Billy Dee coming back as Lando specifically. Look.
When it's revealed that he's Rey's dad, it's going to be so good. Why are you guys looking at me angry?
That might hurt episode 9 for me a little bit.
Oh, a lot of it. Yeah. Don't give me that.
But no, Donald Glover did great as Lando. Donald Glover was phenomenal as Lando.
Billy Dee's going to find a time-traveling stone.
But I need Billy Dee, too.
He'll be in it for 10 minutes.
Would you call it a time stone?
Yeah, tie it all together. I don't give a shit.
No.
Thanks, Dalton.
Oh, dang it.
No.
Anyway.
Watch your mouth, boy.
In fairness, we were talking about Donald Glover, and I got heated.
Clearly. Watch your mouth.
In fairness, be a professional.
Right. Never. All right, so, yeah, that's happening. Little bit more news from Marvel/Disney. So previously, we thought that Netflix was going to be limited to just the 6 properties that it currently has.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Daredevil, Punisher, and Defenders.
Oh, okay. I'm there.
Yep. In an interview, VP said that they're always discussing more shows for Marvel, and it's always a possibility that they'll do more. Which, cool. That's definitely against like previous reports that I had heard.
Like doing more shows for Netflix.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, because this was like Netflix VP was talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
So this would actually be really, really cool. That means we could get a Hellcat series. We could get a Daughters of the Dragon series. We could get, you know, all these other characters that have been released or that have been talked about, rather, at mm-hmm. least inside the Marvel Netflix universe. Because I want more of that universe.
I also wouldn't mind, like, characters that we haven't seen before. Like, because, Moon Knight would be a great Netflix season.
Moon Knight would be cool. She-Hulk would be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of things that we could get from those street level. Because I'm really cool with Marvel Netflix keeping up, like, the street level stuff.
And even if it's, like, more than street level, like... I don't know. I still haven't. Even though I finished season 4 of The Flash, I still haven't started Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. yet. I just can't bring myself to do it. Also, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
So good.
Nine-Nine. But, like,
Nine-Nine?
I don't know if they're going to do stuff with him going forward in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but, like, Ghost Rider. Put him in a Netflix. Like, it was same actor, same everything, but just put him in a, give him his own 8 episodes, 13 episodes, whatever. On Netflix or Hulu or wherever they decide to do it, because they have all of these characters that, they're really kind of digging now with these new properties to make movies out of.
Mm.
But I mean, we're never going to get a Moon Knight movie.
No.
They announced like Captain America and Thor, I know we said, well, we're not going to get a Guardians. They're not going to make a Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
Yeah.
So I don't know anymore. But yeah, the Netflix shows tend to be really good.
At least, like, for the most part.
Oh, yeah, tend. there are absolutely misses, but...
Yeah. So, yeah.
They tend to be good enough that I would like to see them give these more obscure characters a try.
And speaking of, like, obscure characters and shows like that, I just want to do a quick shout-out. We gave a lot of crap to Freeform and Cloak and Dagger,
mm-hmm.
just because the concept of Freeform and the how name that of show Freeform. Could possibly be
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
I actually, it's on Hulu. Mm-hmm. They've got every episode so far is on Hulu. So I decided to start watching it, and I'm like 4 episodes in. That show's actually really good.
Huh.
I am really enjoying it.
Can I tell you my most recent Cloak and Dagger story?
Sure.
They're in a Marvel Legends wave.
Yeah.
Anytime I find them, I will find one, or I'll find the other.
But not together.
So someone is just buying either Cloak and or Dagger?
Some jerkhole is just buying one of them. Because I literally walked into GameStop like a week ago, and they had Dagger there. And I was looking at it, and I was like, man, I really wish Cloak was here. And the dude was like, you looking for it? He's like, yeah, the Cloak to this Dagger? He's like, yeah, somebody bought it like a day ago. And I was like, who does this? What monster wouldn't just drop the other 20...
To buy both at the same
time. To buy both
at
the same time to
so
not make...
Have Cloak and Dagger.
Because yes. That person already bought Dagger somewhere else because that some there was because already someone that
chain.
Bought... Yeah.
Because monsters exist.
But then, who was the first?
Or, you know, Mr. Tax Bracket, they could only afford one, and they're hoping that they can go back at a later date and get the other one.
Well, maybe they should just be able to afford both at the same time.
Oh, I will kill you.
But yeah, either way, the show actually really solid. Goes against some, like, pretty common tropes. And I really enjoyed that. There's a lot of, like, social issues, which yeah, big shocker, Marvel hitting on social issues.
Well, to be fair, that's pretty new. They've only been doing it for like 100 years.
Right? It's, I know, crazy. Marvel and social issues. Yeah, it's really, really good. It's really interesting. Like, I'm not going to say it's the best Marvel property out there by any stretch, but it is absolutely worth watching. Like, I enjoyed it way more than I thought I would.
Huh.
So anyway, so yeah, I just want to throw out a callback there. I apologize for my previous insults towards Cloak and Dagger.
We can be cool with Cloak and Dagger. I still have no issue making fun of Freeform.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, Freeform.
It's a stupid name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Almost.
Why not just keep ABC Family? That's what it was.
Yeah, well, they wanted to call it Freeform, and they wanted to change the target audience to millennials.
Well,
which
no.
are just adults under 40, by the way, throwing that out there.
Yeah,
it's not from the age range of 17 to 25.
Which is what Freeform thinks they're hitting.
Yeah.
They're not.
Oh, so I would really enjoy this show, huh?
I mean, I think you would, honestly, but
I wish I still had Hulu.
I'm sorry, I refuse to be considered a millennial.
Well,
well, then you should have go back and fix what year you were born in.
Tough. I don't have control over that, Asa.
Now, see if she can get a hold of that time stone that Billy Dee Williams is going to get.
Oh, my God. All right. So here's something for Lindsay, though.
Okay.
Detective Pikachu.
I still haven't finished that game.
I haven't even bought it. Probably not gonna.
I almost bought the Amiibo.
I thought about getting the Amiibo, and I was like, no, it's so expensive.
I mean, it is, but it's so cool.
Oh, come on. You know you want the fat little Pikachu with the detective hat.
I do.
It's not it's like little.
$30.
Yeah, it's a big boy.
It's a
big, it's
boy. A big one.
I know. I have it.
Mimi big boy.
I know. But anyway, it's no longer being published by Universal. It's moved to WB.
Okay.
No word on if that is going to cause a hiccup in the release schedule or anything else. Just WB's paying for it now.
That's a weird thing, right? Like,
yeah,
like that's a not little. A that's not a good sign.
That it just switched.
That you like, have that you don't have such a major franchise yeah. in Pokemon that you're going to be like, we're good.
Yeah,
we can pass
that,
on this thing that's already being worked on. And
yeah, no, I don't understand what happened. Like, I guess I couldn't find any information on why they did it. But yeah, for like a big, big picture company like Universal to just like, here, WB.
Who made
somebody
the Pokemon
wasn't liking
movies?
Something.
Do what?
Who made the Pokemon movies?
I have no idea.
Wasn't it WB?
I have no idea.
4Kids Entertainment did a couple of the dubs, and then I think it switched over to Warner Brothers.
Because Warner Brothers, like, that's where you used to watch Pokemon.
Well, originally it was Fox, and then yeah. they put it on WB, and that's why I fell out of Pokemon, because my cable network didn't get WB.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now this is when we need the video podcast, because she literally, like, if looks could have killed, there would have been a hole in my head for that comment.
Because it could make more sense if WB already owns, like, distribution rights or whatever
yeah.
to Pokemon, that they're just like, okay.
And I don't know who's been putting out the last, well, Funimation switched over to doing a lot of the dubs now.
Yeah, Funimation publishes and produces a lot of the Pokemon stuff.
I don't know why, but I always just assumed, like, they were under someone.
Funimation?
Yeah, like it, like that wasn't their, like that's not their parent
no,
company. Like their parent company
been their
is under
thing for a while, I thought.
But I also don't know jack about movie studios or especially animation studios, because I am not super into the not into it. It's just like the amount of time that I have to watch things, animation, and like I haven't seen a Pokemon movie in like 12 movies at
They're
this
not
point.
That great? Don't worry about it.
And I was really bummed out when I saw that Pokemon was on Netflix and I started watching that it ended like at the Orange Islands. I was like, excuse uh-huh. you.
Yeah,
oh, no, it did. Well, it ends at the Orange Islands and then jumps
to
the newest season. Because
they don't have Johto on there.
They don't have, like, any of it on there anymore. They have the first seasons
yeah.
and then, like, the newest ones where science is amazing.
I like Silent. Shut up.
I know, science is amazing, but, like,
it's investigation time.
And Froakie's Roman Reigns just...
yeah, pretty much.
Stop it.
Yeah, I haven't watched...
Give me some of that middle stuff.
I enjoyed X and Y and X, Y, and Z. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just like, I wish it didn't go from,
yeah.
like, Pokemon Yellow to
yeah.
X and Y. Like, we're skipping, like, five generations here.
The first run syndication is WB Kids. But that
yeah,
would have been,
what
like...
So they,
talking
yeah,
about.
So they may
yeah.
have,
yeah.
like...
I'm just trying to, like... I'm struggle busting through this Wikipedia page trying to figure it out.
It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen a Pokemon movie since the Lugia one.
Oh.
I saw it in theaters.
You need to watch mm-hmm. Heroes. Heroes was good.
Is that the one that's the different animation style? Like that's the more loyal to the manga?
I don't think so. That was, they did Generations was like the four-part one.
Generations is the one I'm thinking of. Okay.
Origins. No, Origins and then Generations were shorts that they put out.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see you talking over there.
We just have no input here, and I'm sorry.
I know.
Yeah, this is where we're like, I am very useless.
Yeah. No, the newer movies have not
been
that great.
That's why I'm asking questions and contributing to the conversation instead of just lipping. You don't have a lot to contribute mostly other than swear words, apparently.
Dalton was just trying to get me not to bring attention to the fact that he has only ever seen the first Pokemon movie. And
which is what I was telling him not to say because Lindsay will kill me.
It's fine. It's not a big deal.
See, I told you she wouldn't kill you.
It's not Mandy. It's not like Mandy just found out you hadn't seen Wonder Woman.
You at least know what Pokemon is.
Pokemon is a franchise. That is correct.
Yes.
She was talking about individual monsters, then you would be correct. But instead, you're just being a pedantic.
I mean, that's what he does.
Dalton being pedantic?
I know. We're used to this. It's so out of character.
All right, so speaking of WB, Batman, the animated series. So I talked about last week because we talked about the DC universe.
And we were complaining why we haven't gotten a Blu-ray release of the animated series.
So I can finally get it again since Shannon traded our copy away for something else that I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, he sold it to Diebold real cheap. Yeah, we're getting a Blu-ray version. I know I was complaining about the fact that I'm going to have to get this DCU subscription. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get my free trial. Going to watch Young Justice Season 3. An episode or two of Titans before I realize I hate it, and then watch Batman the Animated Series in HD.
Boy, what if Titans turns out to be great, and like we have another like Hawk and Dove moment, where it's just like
you saw that trailer,
like me and Boogie.
You mean Cloak and Dagger?
Cloak and Dagger, yeah.
Because Hawk and Dove are in Titans.
Yeah, that's where I can never get them straight. Like I always swap what properties they belong to.
Hawk and Dove and Cloak and Dagger.
Because Hawk and Dove is DC, Cloak and Dagger is Marvel, and their backstory, their power set is entirely
different,
but like
the backstory's kind of similar.
Samey.
Sort of. It depends on the backstory. Hawk and Dove have six different backstories at least.
Right.
Why do you need that many backstories?
Because they can't decide on which one is good.
Because they try to make them relevant, and then it fails because it's usually not done very well. So then they're like, well, let's reboot them 5 years later.
Yep. That's And that's happened to Hawk and Dove so many times because
the
they really want Hawk and Dove to happen.
The only reboot I care about got ignored.
Oh.
Which is reboot.
Oh. reboot. So anyway.
The only time I liked Hawk and Dove was in Justice League Unlimited. God, I love Justice League Unlimited.
That show was great.
If that's part of the WB or the DCU.
It is.
Then you know what? That is worth my $8 a month.
Fair enough.
I'll just always watch Justice League Unlimited.
So. Going back to Batman Animated Series now, we're getting a Blu-ray release. You can officially pre-order it now on Amazon for $113.
That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
You're getting a lot.
That's not bad, though, on Blu-ray, because I think the original DVD set was like...
$40 a piece.
Well, the big box set.
I think it was like $80 or something.
We got it for $80 on sale.
Oh.
It was still like $100 plus originally, too, and I think it came with a similar small art book, and that's it.
Because this is, importantly, you're getting four seasons, is animated
series?
The
four collections, which are the seasons.
Yeah, so you get four seasons of Batman the Animated Series. And again, this is $113. You get the four seasons. You get Mask of the Phantasm, Sub-Zero. You get three Funko Pops, as well as a butt ton of bonus features.
There's also like a 60-minute new thing that's never been released.
It's a featurette they did for this. It's basically an interview with a bunch of the actors and the directors and stuff like that and talking about Batman.
What are the Funkos?
Harley, Joker, and Batman.
They look like they've been released before, though. It looks like it.
Because they have an animated series wave that they've done two
and
waves.
It looks
already.
Like this is the animated series wave.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I don't think it was. Because whenever I saw the picture of it, it looked like it was just like the mass release ones, like the first time they made them. But I could be wrong.
I thought it looked like the animated series. Well, no, because the Batman was blue. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Well, yeah, anytime they do like a special, they just paint it differently. Funkos are really like, I collect a lot of them, but man, I hate Funko Pop because it's just like, oh, here's this one. Now here's this other one. It's painted slightly less darker.
Yeah, that's where I'm at with my Sailor Moon ones.
I mean, in completely fairness.
She could have killed me again with that look.
almost every
function. That's because I thought I had all of them. And now I find out, no, there's a Chibi Moon that has freaking glitter on her outfit, and that is the only thing that is different.
Dead.
Is that the one you found out about Comic-Con?
Huh? No, my Sailor Moon one was the one I knew about. I didn't know there was a Chibi Moon that's the same stupid thing that was a Barnes & Noble exclusive, and I hate Chibi Moon, but it's the only one I'm missing.
Gotta have it.
That's and that's why I don't buy Funkos, because I know I need to fill in, I'll need to fill in the gap.
Yeah, so the comicbook.com, the thing that I shared in the nerd news, it is legit just like the first waves they did of like the Joker, Batman, because I remember seeing those whenever I was working at Hastings. They're just painted slightly different.
No, fair enough.
Yeah.
So either way, yeah, you get 3 Funko Pops. So honestly, $113 for this collection.
It's not bad.
Not a bad deal. So, yeah, up
Except
for pre-order.
You know what one person is going to say. Well, what about 4K, even though it's animated?
Honestly, I have yet to see a difference in, like, because I've bought a couple of those like DC animated features in 4K since I have a player and TV for it. And I honestly cannot see a difference between the 4K and the Blu-ray for animated features. I absolutely can for live action stuff.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's one of those, like, once you get, you can only get the artwork from the digital thing so perfect. And I think it stops at Blu-ray.
1080p.
Yeah. Like, I don't think you can make it any, unless they start animating it in 4K.
I think the only thing you could really do would be, like, subtle differences in, like, colors. And maybe, like, the...
lighting would be the big thing.
Yeah, and then, like, maybe in the frame rate. But at a certain time, like, not really, because it's drawn at a set speed.
And honestly, like, you start getting, like, higher frame rate for cartoons, and it starts looking weird.
Weird, yeah.
So, yeah, it's...
Because to me...
Blu-ray's fine.
Yeah, because to me, like, the 48 frames per second, like, anything filmed in 48...
Mm-hmm.
Just look. It looks like a soap opera.
Yeah.
I don't like how it looks.
Yeah, because your general thing is supposed to be 24 frames per second.
Yeah, that's standard movies. They did.
Well, the human eye can only see up to 30.
Oh,
I was about to say it before him. So I happy or he like I was getting there and then he beat me to it.
Yeah, no, it looks weird. I don't like it. I don't care if it's more artsy or whatever. It's
so
more frames is not always better.
So you're gonna get it.
Yeah, I already have it pre-ordered.
Nice. That makes me happy.
That's happening.
You're going to let me look at it, right?
Well, yeah.
I have 15 months of this stupid service. I'm not buying the Blu-ray set.
Why not?
Because I have it in HD for 15 months.
It's also worth noting that that's not the only way. That's not the only bundle. Like, I think you can just buy the DVDs for cheap or the Blu-rays for cheaper.
Oh, well, in that case.
I haven't seen the Blu-rays by themselves, but.
I thought because that link that Dalton sent, I thought it showed that there. I don't know if you can pre-order it.
Because I know there was another bundle that came with like this plus T-shirts.
Yeah, because there were a bunch of different bundles. But I was
really
hoping that
over.
They were
like, all right, for real. All I really need on Blu-ray is Phantasm and Sub-Zero,
and those come with it. So
well, yeah, but I'm not spending $113 for those two discs.
They'll probably be on the DCU as well.
Well, yeah,
but either way, like I am thrilled to have this in a Blu-ray collection. Where I can just, like, because it's one of my favorite things to, you know, hopefully it comes with a digital key as well. I doubt it will, but it'd be amazing because then I could just throw that up on my computer to run in the background.
Mm-hmm.
But Batman
instead of having to change discs like a savage.
Exactly. Such a problem.
Right. Yeah, the new.
No, we're not all becoming.
New game. What?
Spoiled
get out of here.
But,
streaming
oh,
abilities?
Maybe that's what I saw.
I think those are the only DVDs I own right now. Like, those are the only actual DVDs, like the not Mandy movies or the Mandy movies I do own are Sub-Zero and Phantasm because like, you can only buy those like that.
Yeah, same thing with animated series for now.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I saw is in that article, there's a new IDW board game
Under Siege.
Yeah, and you can. Pre-order that for $50.
Gotcha.
So that's what I was looking at. I apologize.
All right. So next bit of news here: Arnold Schwarzenegger leaked that they are actually filming the new Terminator movie.
Woohoo!
Right now, I think the code name is just Terminator 6. They don't have a subtitle for it yet. It might just be called Terminator 6.
No.
For when you run out of ideas,
you're done. Just stop it.
Because this one is being directed by Tim Miller. They're going back to the basics of Terminator, and they're going to tell more stories about the T-800 and Sarah Connor, because they actually are bringing back Linda Hamilton.
Hello, Downpour. Just stop. Like, we've already had to go through this with, now we're doing it in Halloween that's coming out, where we've made such a mess of this franchise that, okay, now all of those movies don't count anymore. And didn't they already do that once with the Terminator?
With Genesis.
Genesis doesn't count.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Genesis is the one that does. It's so, I thought there was a more recent one that kind of retconned everything.
Genesis was the most recent one.
No, Genesis. Well, was Genesis. Well, the one before that is the one that doesn't count.
And then Genesis just kind of cleared out everything else other than like the first
two. We don't
talk
about the bad Terminator movie.
Yeah, because Genesis was the one with Emilia Clarke, right?
I haven't seen them. I'm just like, every time they come out, people get excited.
And names don't help me that much.
And they'll try to like break down what happened in each movie, and it's all just time travel nonsense. So I'm out.
You know, it's really sad when we can say that the Rocky series did it best.
Okay, yeah, Terminator Genesis is fine. It's the one before that had...
Salvation?
Yeah, that's the bad one.
Salvation, because that's the one that had Batman in it.
Christian Bale.
Yeah, Christian Bale.
That one was god-awful.
That one, yes, it was, and that's the one that I think doesn't count.
Genesis undid that one. That's what it was.
Yeah, Genesis completely said no to that one.
Okay.
And Genesis ended up not being a terrible movie. It just doesn't make sense.
I liked Genesis. It had some messed up spots, but...
It was a fun popcorn flick with a Terminator in it.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't as bad as Genesis or Terminator 3. Those movies. Or not Genesis, sorry. Salvation or Terminator 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway. That's happening. Tim Miller is directing it, which I didn't know. Right now it's scheduled to release November 22nd next year. Uh-huh. So there's quite a bit of time for this to, you know, not happen or to change up.
It just reminds me, like, have you seen trailers for the new Predator movie?
No, not yet.
So I've been seeing them on Hulu.
I keep forgetting to look them up.
It's legitimately like, okay, so who's coming? It's got, he was in that knockoff John Wick movie. He's been in Supernatural. Michael Brown?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. He's in it, but it's, the Predators come to Earth. But wait, not just the Predators, the ultimate Predator. He's bigger.
Oh, boy.
He's going to look like a Power Ranger, like... End of the episode?
No, he's just
he's a mech.
He's just a bigger predator that's meaner. And he slams another predator onto the roof of a car because I guess he's not hunting right.
So it's Hulk in a predator costume.
Just stop it.
You beat a predator with another predator?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Iron Fist got another trailer in this last week. It was, and I say trailer, this was the definition of a teaser. It was just a little bit of Danny dialogue. And we got to see what at least they want us to believe is a flashback, or what they heavily implied was a flashback of Danny and another guy in the Iron Fist mask, like the actual bandana.
Sterling Brown is his name. Sorry.
Okay.
Also, Olivia Munn's in it. So.
Huh.
But
I do like Olivia Munn.
Yeah. I liked her as Psylocke way more than I thought I would.
Right. Did you hear how much flack she got for that because of Aaron Rodgers' poor performance?
I felt like I just had a stroke because I see no that's that no correlation gif.
Olivia Munn and Aaron Rodgers were dating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron Rodgers didn't have a particularly stellar season, so everybody blamed Olivia Munn for that.
So what kind of hate mail did Giselle get because Tom Brady blew the Super Bowl?
That being said, he's won Super Bowls while being with her.
Like, that's
no,
because
Tom Brady can do no wrong in any Patriots fix.
Like, this is going to get me in trouble, and I apologize, but boy, does America hate women. What the hell?
No,
that's,
you're...
Anyway.
I know that's a hot take.
What were we talking about? I'm sorry. I just want to talk about Sterling Brown, because he's really good. Killmonger's dead.
Iron Fist. He got a bandana.
I don't want to talk about Iron Fist.
We've seen it. We've seen the bandana.
Just
it's happening.
Because he needs a mask. You can't have Bruce Wayne just running around punching muggers. Like, people know. Like, again, your name is literally plastered on the side of a building, but not like spray painted on, like professionally well lit, attached. Like, that is structurally important.
That's just killing Dalton. Like, Dalton's funnier than any part of that, I'll be honest with you. I agree. Like, because it's one of those things, like, even in the comic books, mm-hmm. Danny Rand is completely open about the fact that he's Iron Fist. He's mm-hmm. like, yeah, I'm Iron Fist, what of it?
Because who's going to stop him?
I mean, but they like, the point is, like, the point of the secret identity is not that, like, bad guys are going to come for you. It's bad guys are going to come for your loved ones.
Which, his parents are dead, so it's probably fine.
Yeah, about to say.
That's true, but if he ever gets...
All of his loved ones are ninjas now, so...
Yeah, as long as he just keeps dating people, like...
Who's he dated?
I can't think of anybody that Iron Fist has dated. I don't know if he's dated Colleen Wing or not.
I don't remember.
I know in the show, like, he had a bit of a relationship with her.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine he has in the comic books, too. But I honestly don't
know. Nothing's jumping out.
Yeah.
I want it to be good. I just need it to be good. I dug how, like, towards the end of that teaser, where they were, like, super bloody.
Mm.
And it just looked like if we can get that kind of intensity, because the action in the first season was not great.
Nope.
It might have been more authentic than we're used to seeing, but that made it less watchable.
Because yeah, there were like three fight scenes in the first season that were incredible.
The Drunken Master.
Oh my God, that scene was
the peak. But yeah. So I just want it to be good. I liked the way those masks looked.
Yeah.
As well. So I mean, that's viable.
Because that's one of those things, like, the mask in the comic books is kind of a goofy thing.
Mm-hmm.
And getting that to translate to live action could be a challenge, and I think they pulled it off.
Right.
Like, it actually looked pretty sweet. Boy, we should get moving a little quicker here. Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. We talked about a while back that Netflix did order that show, and we got a little bit more information on that. It's going to be a 10-episode season. And it's going to premiere October 26th.
Yeah, because they outbid someone for it, didn't they? Like, they bought it out from under CW?
Yeah. Yeah, they straight up bought it out from under CW. Because okay. CW was going to run it in tandem with Riverdale,
mm-hmm.
which has been ridiculously successful. Lindsay, have you seen Riverdale yet?
No, it's on my to-do list.
I think you would like Riverdale.
I know. My workers keep saying, watch this. And like, as soon as they talk, I'm like, oh, so it's Archie. They're like, what's Archie? And I'm like, facepalm.
Yep.
These stupid kids.
And they even bring up... several times in Riverdale. Oh God, what is the name of the city that Sabrina lives in?
Oh,
Salem?
No,
that's the name of the cat.
That is the name of the cat.
Yeah.
I
don't remember. It's been too long since I've watched Sabrina the Teenage
also
Witch.
Tried my Fair best enough. On that.
So anyway, yeah, that's so I don't think the at this point the universes are not going to be interconnected like they were, I think, originally planning to be. Because in season two, they talked about that city several times.
Mm-hmm.
And while filming season two is when CW got just like...
Nope.
Yeah, Netflix just went right out from under them, promised a way better deal, two guaranteed seasons of Sabrina.
Yeah, but Riverdale, then they got the last laugh because the season finale, spoiler alert, huge spoilers that are for real, a teenager in that city set off a nuclear bomb, so it was just wiped off the map. So now they don't have to worry about it.
That Oops. Didn't actually happen, folks, if case the sarcasm wasn't clear.
No, that's
no,
a spoiler.
No, that definitely happened. Like, I heard the way he said it.
But yeah, so that, I'm actually really excited for that show. October 26th is when it's hitting, and I'm going to watch it because I think it could be really cool.
The teenager's name was Nick Flex. Guys, I'm getting hungry.
Stranger Things Season 3 got delayed, speaking of some Netflix stuff.
More time for me to finally watch Season 2.
Yeah, so
because I still haven't seen it.
Because it was originally supposed to come in summer of next year. They're delaying it a bit, saying that it's bigger and better. They don't know exactly when.
I know Cary Elwes is in it.
Yes.
Yeah, I did see that. I like, he's real good.
Yes. I know you like him.
I love him.
I couldn't tell if that was
him. Yeah, it was the one time I kind of hated Mandy.
Oh, because she hasn't seen Princess Bride or...
No.
No.
It wasn't that. He was doing his...
I don't know if that's true or not.
No. It's because he was doing his panel during the Jessica Negri panel.
Oh,
and I was
okay.
I love Mandy. And she sat through the Power Ranger one, so I owed her one. But I was like, hate you a little.
I
could have split off. I would have gone with you.
I couldn't tell if that face was, he was really excited or he was just like, I don't know who that is.
No, I know who Cary Elwes is. I just haven't seen season one of Stranger Things. Because believe it or not, I don't just not watch.
We know you don't watch anything.
It's a constant bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He can't stop watching YouTube long enough to watch something on Netflix.
Oh, no, he will, but he'll rewatch Justice League Unlimited.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just want to strike you.
It's Justice League Unlimited is so good. Did y'all watch the Batman Beyond episode? It'll make you cry.
I did. I just don't hate it when he says he doesn't have time to watch things on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. I was watching this toy review again because like they're re-releasing one, so I figured I'd go back and watch what the original one was like.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, Ryan Reynolds is going to produce an R-rated movie, his take on Home Alone called Stoned Alone.
Don't care.
I'll watch it.
I'm gonna watch it
because it's Ryan Reynolds. Like, if Ryan Reynolds is in it, I will guaranteed watch it. If it's just him producing it and he's behind the scenes, I will check it out when it hits
DVD,
random streaming service here.
That's kind of the boat I'm in. Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It's had 2 episodes out now. Apparently, they are very confident in this show because it has been renewed for a second season.
I'm also interested to see what, like, the toys are selling.
The toys are going to be the big deal.
Because I'm assuming because it was that thing where before the show, we were like, wait, I don't even think it's been out yet. It debuted July 20th. So it's got two episodes. Unless they're doing a thing where
I'm still withholding judgment till I actually see.
See, and that's kind of how I am. I don't like the art design. I don't like the way that they're redoing the team
dynamic.
I don't either,
but if it has good writing,
it could be fine.
Plus, I'm obsessed with watching Rob Paulsen's Talking Toons show, and he's the voice director in it. So he's been talking it up.
Is he not voicing anybody in
the
show anymore?
No, they bumped him up to doing the voice direction.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's that, okay, well, how is it already being renewed for two? It's like the toy sales have to be out of this world.
Hmm.
Or pre-orders, because I don't... Granted, I haven't gone looking in a while, but so I don't know if there's
Rise
of toys
out. Originally are what kept the series afloat.
Yeah, it was
one of those shows that was built to sell toys.
Season 3, Toys That Made Us.
I know. I'm so excited.
It's going to have TMNT
in it. Have you not seen? Season 3 of The Toys That Made Us is Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, My Little Ponies, and wrestling toys.
Oh, God.
Yep.
That's my childhood right there. Except for all we need is Batman the Animated Series and puts a stamp on it.
Yeah, I'm like, no. Season 3 just hit the mark completely.
All right.
So I have to assume it's the toy sales.
You also have to give them, like, that show was going to get 2 to 3 seasons just because of the toy sales. Because just the way it takes to make mass market toys, like, you have to give it that much time.
They weren't
going to
just bail when they've already made them.
Because it's one of those, like, they're going to have a good year and a half's worth of selling toys alone. So you know you're doing 2 seasons at least.
That makes sense.
Fair enough. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. We've heard a little while ago that it was going to be rebooted. Or at least we had rumors that it was going to be rebooted. That's definitely happening now. But the person in charge of the reboot says that they absolutely do not want to recreate Giles, Buffy, Willow, or any other characters in that show. So maybe it's time for a new Slayer, was the comment they made.
As long as it's not some junk like it's this person's daughter.
I also hope that's not the case. But yeah, we're getting a...
Because otherwise, I'm going to ignore it, and I'm just going to go back and rewatch Angel.
Fair enough.
Is Joss Whedon involved?
Yes.
Okay. That's good, because he was kind of the heart of the show.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, I mean, he wrote the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're getting... It's not going to be called Buffy the Vampire Slayer. It might not even be called anybody the Vampire Slayer.
It could just be just be called Slayer or
but
something.
But it is a new show in that universe.
Okay.
Which, yeah, I'm on board for.
I know it's beloved. I just never saw it because I missed it while it was coming out.
Same thing. And I didn't have WB.
And trying to go back
on
and rewatch it, it's so 90s, it hurts.
That's not untrue.
It's the same. It's the same thing with X-Files for me. Like, I just, I know it's good, and but it's a thing that I have missed, and I'm kind of bummed about.
And at least you have Black Mirror now.
Too scared to watch it. Not too scared, just like, I don't want to put myself in that mood.
Oh, that's fair. Because
I've seen the first 2 episodes, and I'm just like...
The most recent season is definitely the least heavy.
Well, I'm glad I have to sit through like 4 seasons worth of...
In fairness,
there are only 3 episodes.
Yeah, I was about to say, there's 3 seasons out. They released all 3 seasons at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the first season has 3 episodes, the second one has 4, and then the third one is 5, I think.
They're just going...
Yeah. But anyway. Yeah, this next portion of our podcast brought to you by our wonderful friends in Perryville, Missouri at Villainous Grounds.
Give them money
for comic books and coffee and other beverages.
Can confirm there will also be some action figures. They do 2 in a case.
Yeah, nerd gear in general.
Yeah,
it's great stuff.
And local artist stuff.
Yeah. So anyway, Justice League Odyssey is delayed again, September 27th now, which is a bit of a bummer. That's still like the Justice League book I was most interested in until I realized that, because it's Tenney and the Fourth writing Justice League Dark, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so now that's the one I'm most excited for, which it released. I'm really
excited. Yeah, I have number 1 in my car.
And Blizzard. This one, this actually has me really excited. Blizzard has announced a new Diablo comic. It is going to be published. It's going to be a miniseries. I think they're going to start with 4 issues and then go from there. It's going to be published by Titan, and it's going to be written by comic books legend Marv Wolfman.
I'm gonna buy it. I'm gonna buy it so hard.
Is there any chance that, like, they're testing waters because they know if they make another Diablo, it's going to be huge?
They're actually working on another Diablo.
Are they?
Yes.
That's confirmed?
Yes.
Ooh.
He's gonna buy it.
He's gonna buy it. Or at least they're working on a Diablo project.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hope it's not just the comic.
I don't think it is. There's something else they're doing other than the comic. Anyway, it's going to launch later this year.
That could be cool. That's cool. That has cool lore, and I like the enemy design and stuff. So if you get a good artist on that, that could be really cool.
Yep, especially with Marv Wolfman writing is just that dude is so good, so talented. Anyway, Old Man Logan is officially ending October with issue number 50, which we kind of saw this coming. October is when Wolverine comes back. So everybody kind of saw this coming. We don't know exactly how the arc is going to end, but I'm assuming it has something to do with Maestro because they kind of introduced him at the beginning of this story, and that's supposed to be the final arc.
Do you think they kill him?
I don't
know.
Or
do you think they just remove him from the universe since we have Wolverine back?
I think him and Maestro end up going somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the White Hot Room. Oh, God. The White Hot Room is gone.
Well.
It blew up.
What could
be hotter than the White Hot Room? It's white hot.
The Blue Hot Room.
It got too hot.
You don't know how flames work, clearly.
So, yeah. I don't know what they're going to do with them. And one thing that I keep seeing about this that I hate is, I've saw it in three different places now where people have said that Marvel is canceling Old Man Logan. In comic books, it's not very often a book gets canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Books just end.
Kind of stop.
Right.
Yeah.
They knew that they were only going for a limited amount of time. Like,
right.
Not more so than a miniseries where they're only getting 12 issues, but they know that, at most we're going to have 50 issues.
Right. And 50 issues is a solid run for any IP.
Yeah.
So
seriously.
Yeah. Old Man Logan is not getting canceled. Old Man Logan is ending.
Mm-hmm.
Which are two very different things. And he's sitting over here is worried about Iceman.
Well, cuz he's
getting a new book in October.
I just hate seeing that phrasing out there, that it's getting canceled. Because it's not, it was revealed because the last issue is going to be on the October solicitations, which is fine. Like, yeah, that's it's when it ends, people. It's different. It's okay. Sometimes
the story is concluding. It's not.
Because Old Man Logan is not like, Spider-Man or Captain America or... any of those, at this point, ageless characters that will always have an ongoing. It was a new IP.
They needed to fill the gap because real Wolverine was gone.
Right. And he was one of, five people that they introduced to do that.
Yep.
There's so many Wolverines. All right. Fantastic Four also we got out of those solicitations is officially returning in October.
Huh. So. What a coinky dink.
They've been hinting at this for
I know, and they're still and they're doing that 2-in-1 been going on for a little bit now.
Yeah, with Johnny and the thing.
Yeah, so.
So many toys coming.
Yeah.
You don't know how happy I am.
Dalton's gonna be broke.
Yeah.
All right, this last portion of our podcast is brought to you by our friends Josh and Alan of Press Start to Join. You can find all of their great content as well as their social media links at ps2jshow.com. The last Wednesday of each month features their History of Gaming episodes. Those are all super interesting. Highly recommend at the very least checking those out. Guacamelee 2 has gotten a release date finally for August 21st.
Yes.
I'm excited.
I was so excited. I don't remember what it was that at the clip show that it was in. I don't think it was an E3. Or it might have been a PSX or something. But we got that announcement that.
Yeah, that it was coming.
That it was coming.
I think it was PSX.
I am not a huge fan of the Metroidvania styles. Like, I don't think I've ever actually beaten a Castlevania, which I know is hearsay and blasphemous and all of that. Heresy. Whatever. It's all the same. Blasphemy. We'll go with blasphemy.
That's fine.
But I've actually beat the first Guacamelee. I really, really enjoyed it. It's just the aesthetic, the art. It's so colorful. It's so bright
really and fun.
The combat's a lot of fun. All of the, your exploration moves are, you can now hit an elbow drop to break through weak parts of the floor and stuff like that. I dug it, so.
That's fair. And, I never did. Like, I I think it was like a free game for PlayStation one month.
Yeah, because I played like it on
two
the
years
Vita.
Ago.
Yeah, I played it on the Vita. It's been that long.
Yeah, and I think that may have been where I got it. It was a free game on some mm-hmm. Sony platform, and I played for like an hour and a half. I was like, man, this is really fun. I don't remember what came out that distracted me from
probably
it.
Probably Fire Emblem.
That happens. She's right. All right. So, yeah, August 21st is when that's hitting. PDP is working on a set of GameCube controllers for the Switch. Not like the traditional ones. These actually look like they will replace or will work as the like the Nintendo Switch Pro controller, mm-hmm. But wired. It plugs in through USB.
Are those the ones that are
PDP
themed?
PDP was the one that, yeah, they're the themed ones.
So it's like, because there's a Zelda one, a Mario one, and
they've done so many of them.
There's a third one, I don't remember who it was.
They're actually, in PDP, they're doing like a ton of them.
Oh, are they?
Because there's like Breath of the Wild ones now, too. Like, because I went to Walmart recently.
Then I am not thinking of the same.
Those are the ones for the Wii U I did not like because they required a Wii controller to use.
Is this the one that includes swappable C-sticks?
Yes.
Okay, so those are the ones I saw. I only saw they announced the three styles.
Oh, I was thinking of something else. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you were thinking of the ones you saw at Walmart were the ones for the Wii U. And, yeah, basically you have to have a Wii remote to use those, which is why I didn't like them.
You have to plug them into the remote. The remote still talks, but then you use the regular controller.
Oh. Yep.
But for the Switch, it'll actually be a USB port. So,
Oh, so you won't even need...
the adapter. Nope.
Huh.
Importantly, though, these are PDP. They're not going to be quite, like, as good as the actual Nintendo GameCube controllers.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll be solid, and since they're USB, I can actually recommend these, unlike... the PDP Wii U controllers.
Mm-hmm.
That said, nothing third party will ever compare to the GameCube controller for Smash Brothers.
The first party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The actual like
Nintendo legit, made which they're remaking.
Yes, they're re-releasing a set of those with GameCube adapters for the Switch for the new Smash Brothers Ultimate.
So I'm gonna ask
because they would be dumb not to.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna ask the question, Jesse.
Yeah.
Knowing that you own the Pro Controller.
Yeah.
You're going to be buying one of those GameCube controllers.
I already have one.
You're not going to buy one of the new ones?
No. Nah, okay. I don't need to.
Fair enough.
Because they did it for the Smash 4.
I'm going to have to rebuy.
I bought one of those controllers.
I'm going to have to rebuy one of the... because I still have that GameCube controller that came with my GameCube that I bought here at the store. And that works great. So I am going to have to rebuy the adapter because I sold that when I sold my Wii U to get my Switch.
See,
I assumed I wasn't going to need it because I assumed they weren't going to do that again.
Yeah.
And I was wrong.
Because, see, like, I'm set for Smash. I got the Pro Controller. Got the only controller
fine.
I'm going to
yeah,
need.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, the only downside is, like, if you ever want to do tournaments, it makes it really hard because you have to sync it each time.
Jesse, think of the sentence you just said and think of the person you just said it to.
You never know.
No, we
are. There also might be someone listening who thinks, oh, well, if I just have a...
because that was the downside of using, like, the Wii U Pro Controller for Smash 4. It was cool and everything, but most people just ran it wired. Like, they would take the battery out
mm-hmm.
and then just run it wired so that it was easier to... so that a lot of the problems that it would cause, like, whenever you weren't playing,
it would
sync up. Yeah, and then it would cause problems with, like, people trying to pick characters and stuff like that. It'd be waiting for you to pick a character.
And that's a huge thing in just fighting game tournaments in general. Like, if you go to, like, Evo and stuff like that, most of them have... well, most of them are using fight sticks, mm-hmm. but they're wired.
Wired in, yeah.
Because
in general creates a lot of problems.
Because when you have that many systems and that many controllers all mm-hmm. trying to talk to each other in a small space, it can become a nightmare real quick.
Yep.
But for me, that won't matter because there's no way I'm ever getting in a Smash tournament.
We'll see.
No.
You never know what
Dalton,
you're
ride with
like
me to Carbondale. There's a Smash tournament. It's just $2 to enter.
Well, I will come hang out with you.
You already... I mean, you're already here, and you will go in.
All right. Salt and Sanctuary had an announcement trailer for the Switch. It's been out for a while. It's a 2D platformer. Looks super fun. Very Souls-esque, an M-rated platformer.
Mm-hmm. It's super pretty. Like, the art style is pretty. I don't know. Seeing it in motion, it looked like, so Hollow Knight is the stage one, Salt and Sanctuary is stage two, and then Dark Souls is, like, stage three. Like, that's the evolution chain. Because I don't know if it's that if it's that flat out of a Metroidvania style, but you in the trailer you saw like there was wall jumping, there was double jumping, like
yeah, it's supposed to be like a roguelite platformer.
Okay,
is my understanding. I don't know if it's actually Metroidvania or not.
Mm-hmm. If it's a roguelite, probably not.
Yeah, it's probably just going through the area.
But those are just so frustrating to me. I liked Rogue Legacy, and that was like the only one of those that I really got into. And well, I got real into that for a minute.
Yeah, I see. I don't like, because there is a difference between roguelike and roguelites.
Oh, I hate that so much.
I know. Roguelites, I end up liking more than the roguelikes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Because, like, Spelunky is an example.
Mm-hmm.
I never could really get into Spelunky. Like, I had fun with it. It was really fun to play. And it was neat, but it was just really frustrating. Yes, that was okay. That game where you could throw a princess at an enemy and kill it.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of hilarious.
And you had to knock them unconscious to save them.
Yep. Also, every character other than the main character was a disgusting stereotype.
Yep. I didn't even think about it until Asa pointed out, and I'm like, oh, no. The knocking the woman out thing, like, mm-hmm. I thought, like, because I realized that was happening.
Because otherwise, she's too hysterical to be rescued.
So what, you slap her and she passes out? Or you slug her?
I don't know.
You jump on her?
Yeah, you Goomba her. And knock her out so you can throw her over your shoulder and take her to safety.
Yep, and then she kisses you at the end of it.
Because otherwise she's too busy screaming.
And it gives you a heart.
And crying and like running back and forth.
Ma'am, your hysterical silence.
All right, and the last little bit of news we're going to talk about here. Now, this is prepare your salt shakers because you're going to need a big old grain of salt. We got a little bit of a rumor about a new Xbox project, mm-hmm. Codename Scarlet. And what the rumor is suggesting is that there will be two Xboxes similar to what we have now with the One X and the One S.
Because at E3, they did confirm that they are working on the next generation of consoles.
Yes. Right now
hardware,
they're calling it
sorry.
Project Scarlet.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have basically a standard console, which is going to be significantly more powerful than the Xbox One X. It will do 4K and everything else. It'll still read discs and all that good stuff. It'll be your traditional console, but pushing the envelope of power is what they want to do. Then they'll also have a significantly cheaper option that, from the looks of it, will stream games to your system. And that's not to say that it's digital only or anything like that, or it's in lower quality. It's that if you have a good enough internet connection, you can use this console to stream games from Microsoft servers and play it that way,
which could be super interesting.
Yep.
Like, especially if it's that, because the thing is it was supposed to be like substantially cheaper, and so like $150-$200 for this like streaming box that sits under your TV.
Yep.
There's a lot of speculation as to how that would work, and like the if you're going to be able to match the graphics quality of the physical disc in this giant hardware-packed machine versus just this.
Yeah, because the idea is that you're going to be running off of, like, their own crazy awesome hardware,
mm-hmm.
like, somewhere off-site, and then they're just going to, they're going to register your inputs, you're going to send that signal, and then they're going to send you what happens on the screen afterward.
Right. So, I mean, I like the idea of it being cheaper, more accessible for people, but at the same time, like, the people who would need that are probably more likely to not live in an area with the best internet.
Yeah.
It seems like so. Yeah.
Well, because basically what it'll turn out to be is a significantly cheaper alternative for people with baller internet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it could be really, really interesting. It could be cool. I don't know how, like, it's not going to work for anything.
It could be a big old pain in the tush.
Or it could just not happen at all. Because, again, this is a rumor that hit earlier this week that a lot of people are now, like, a lot of news outlets are running their how they think it could work or what they think Microsoft might be planning. But between, like, we already have the Game Pass service, which is super cool.
Mm-hmm.
The games with gold stuff, which this month's games for gold are real good.
Yeah.
Forza Horizon 2, which apparently there's a bunch of free DLC out for. I saw that on Reddit.
Mm.
So if you're going to end up downloading Forza Horizon 2, try to find some of that DLC stuff because you can get it for free right now.
Sweet.
And then Dead Space 3, but that was Xbox 360. What was the other one?
Because there was another one. For Honor.
For Honor, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
so,
be
Trevor,
free.
If you want to get For Honor again, and you still have Xbox Live Gold, right now you just download it for free.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's going to do it for our show, guys. Again, Project Scarlet, grain of salt.
Super.
Just really want to press that upon you guys. Not anywhere near any kind of confirmed or like any kind of even like, I don't even know how reputable the source is.
But if it happens, that could be fascinating.
Yes, it could be very interesting. All right. Yep, that's going to do it for our show, guys. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.